This campaign, hashtag there for me from the Big Lunch, is so lovely. It's just what we all need right now, not only because we're going into the season to be jolly, but also because we know, we see it every day in the paper, that our communities, that people are feeling very shaky about the world. There's so much bad news, and the bad people get an awful lot of press. They get a lot of time in the press. And what we want to do is celebrate the good people, because there are, listen to me, listener, so many more good people than bad people. The research that the Big Lunch have done for this campaign tells us, well, we know 72% agreed with us that we're living in increasingly uncertain times. 48.5 million people in the UK feel that life feels more uncertain than it did certainly 5 years ago. We really believe that by building stronger bonds within the community, we help people feel less anxious about that. And we want to ask people to post on Twitter using the hashtag there for me, the stories about people in their community that have in some way shown some act of kindness that has made a difference to them. I've got Steve here with me, an all round fantastic guy. I've fallen a little bit in love with Steve today. Steve is a single man who has fostered 7 children. He's been working in the community for the last 12 years, working with, well, all through his life really, but with his particular community for 12 years, engaging young people that really needed him. His building, unfortunately, was taken by the landlords, and now there's big flash private flats there. But it ends in a good way, this story. And I'm going to let Steve take over, because he's actually nominating one of his neighbours for hashtag there for me.
Tell
them about your gorgeous neighbour.
Well, after 12 years of running this youth centre in our community, like you said, the landlords sold the building and to make way for luxury apartments, which seems to be the way in a lot of areas. But about a week and a half before the centre actually closed, we got burgled on top of everything else. So it was a very low point, a very depressing time, if you like. And I was at a point where I was ready to give up. I was thinking, what am I doing this for? I'm giving a lot of time, putting a lot of work into engaging young people in the communities, and it just seems to be an uphill struggle. But then a guy, Dan, and his wife, Cleo, actually used their street party, their annual street party, their own Big Lunch, if you like, and their own gathering to do a bit of fundraising for us. Then they decided to run a cocktail bar, and all the money they raised from that bar, they donated to us. It was a very small gesture, and I didn't realize at the time how much of a big impact it had on me. It made me feel, actually, there's people within the community that actually appreciates and understands what we're doing and wanted to give something back. And actually, when I spoke about this donation, so many other people started doing fundraising and giving a little bit, little things that they did, raffles and projects at schools and other street parties actually took place. And in the end, this raised nearly £8,000 for the work that we were doing with young people.
And that proves, doesn't it, that an act of kindness, it's the ripple effect. Yeah. And I think that's another important part of this campaign. I think we can sometimes feel very shy within our communities.
Definitely.
To make that first approach, to make contact.
Yeah.
So hopefully by us shouting loud and clear about it, it will inspire people to maybe take that step if they're feeling a bit shy. And with the run up to Christmas, if there is a neighbour that you've wanted to make contact with and you haven't known how, why not put a Christmas card through their door, or just smile at somebody the next time, or pat somebody's dog, or coo over somebody's baby, and make that contact, because we never know what's going on for people and how lonely people might be.
Oh, never truer words said. It's so lovely to hear about this. Thank you so much. Just remind us again where we go to find out more information, Nadia.
So you can go to thebiglunch.com and hashtag there for me on Twitter. Both of those would be great.
And is it too early to say happy Christmas to you both?
No, come on, it's
never too early.
Happy Christmas!
Merry Christmas!
Cheers, guys. Have a good one. Take care. Lovely to speak to you.
Bye, honey.
Bye.